Good evening. You're listening to KVSC. It's Crispy Critics, and I'm John Drake. Today, Joe and I will be talking about some of the new music that's come into KVSC in the recent weeks.
Yes, and our theme today is Northern California artists.
Yeah, that seems about right. But, you know, it's also interesting to think that California being such a big state and Northern California being very creative, these are two pretty different artists that we'll be talking about today.
Yep.
Yeah, so today we're going to start with the music of Joey Cape. A new record for Joey called Let Me Know When You Give Up was recently released on Fat Records. If you know Fat Records, it's a punk rock label. And this is a very more acoustic and singer-songwriter piece of music. But Joey Cape, 30 years in music, and was one of the founding members of the band Lagwagon, a very punk rock band and certainly a staple on Fat Mike's Fat Records.
Yes, definitely. And he's also been associated with Bad Astronaut, Scorpios, Body Jar, etc. And he's, over the years, he's gotten away from punk and more towards like indie rock.
Yeah.
Alt country, you know, all these different avenues of music that right. he brings to this album. And it's such a cacophony of different styles.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And, you know, I remember when he was doing these records with Tony Sly, I remember being kind of impressed that this was really melodic music that he was doing. And I wasn't really big on the pop punk, but, you know, there's an energy there. And he says something about the energy of punk and kind of the folk or acoustic songwriting. He said to this effect, both punk and acoustic music share certain intensity and integrity. Dynamically, they are very different, but they are similar in that they are both very honest approaches.
Yeah, it's kind of like looking at two different genres of music just in a similar style of their beats per minute for average.
Yeah.
It's like technical, but it's also, there's a good amount of styling there.
Yeah. So the thing about this recording too is that it's really a reaction to an epiphany, quote unquote, that Joey Cape went through after being kind of bombarded by the world and kind of the weird dystopian future that we're getting into with the way that people are being divided, you know, and the messages that are coming out. He first kind of blocked out the world, and then he also had said something to the effect that he doesn't let himself get bogged down by life any longer and is offering in kind of dark themed songs a way to get past that and get it together and kind of survive these weird times.
Well, music is definitely it's a form of like coping with feelings, and it's a release. I mean, it's definitely something to get your thoughts out there.
Right. And you know, the idea about let me know when you give up, it's more like, okay, now that you've given up, we're going to get together and have pizza and beer and kind of just talk about things. So that's really the idea behind the theme and as well the title of this record. So to get things started, I think we should do a song that really gets into the idea of division and the state of the world at this point in time. And what I like is that he talks about how hate wins, love is losing. But he also knows that running is a way to get away from it. And it's a pretty cool song where, you know, he does point out basically the main theme of the recording that we're going to be looking at today. So here we go. The song is I Know How to Run from Joey Cape's release, Let Me Know When You Give Up, new on Fat Records.
Well, in dream, the debate is not. have controlled your trials and shame. Immediate feelings over future. The solitary fight of simply being right. Pick a tribe, boy. Scripted side. Peace of mind. In our picture from afar, like a satellite, like a satellite. Worlds apart from our natural bazaar, like a satellite, like a satellite. And I say right, division has won. And I say hate, the death of debate. And I say love, I send out to none. I've heard enough. I know how to run. The loudest in the theater unnoted, rewarded for their insincerity. Subconscious expressions of futility, nearly satire. And I say run, division has won. And I say hate, the death of debate. And I say love, a sin out to none. I've seen enough, I know how to run. Peace of mind, in a picture from afar, like a sad.
That was music from Joey Cape on KVSC's Crispy Critics, I Know How to Run, from the new release, Let Me Know When You Give Up. So that was a very confident piece of music, and there's a part of the theme where, you know, you're getting into a little bit of downhearted desperation, but there's always the solution, which is a little bit more hopeful.
I even feel like with just how he structures his songs, too, it kind of has that feeling of, like, downplayed and then intensified as well. So even on a just structural level, there's that dichotomy.
Right. And we'll talk more about that dichotomy. I think it's all over the songs as that goes. And I really like the way that he's put together this record. One of his co-conspirators is Asher Simon, who plays Little of the Pedal Steel, which gives it that country flavor on some songs, drums, guitar, and the recordings are being made at the Los Feliz, California studio called Bertrand's Teapot, and that was built by Asher Simon. So they're kind of working together, but all in all, there's such variety. As we mentioned, there's a country sound, there's a lot of cool strings that go through this, and a different kind of punk rock energy as well.
Some songs do sound very, like, I would say not super samey, but they sound, they have the same sort of aesthetic, and that is not a bad thing to listen to, because it's the central theme. It's the central premise of the album is this sound.
Right. And, you know, the idea here, too, is that he is a musician first, and I think there was a point in time where Lagwagon wasn't really working. He's doing these different kinds of sounds, but he is really getting into saying some things that are pretty poignant at this point in time. One of the quotes that I read is, I wanted to say the things I wanted to say, but I really wanted at the core a guideline to remain hopeful, to try and inflate this idea of things being better and not to control everything and be a positive force. So I just love the idea that he's going that direction. And you know, it does feel super positive, though I think the theme is pretty dark.
Yeah, but it's weird because we've had a lot of artists recently who, I mean, very plainly, like, yes, a whole thing about our president and about the U.S. politics, but just like the whole theme is just a lot of these older artists are suddenly starting to dip their toes into that theme and say, here's my take on it.
Yeah. And the idea that he's actually giving you maybe some ideas about how to disconnect from the hate and the divisiveness, I think this is a really good and positive way to go. So we were talking about the dichotomies before, and a song that maybe isn't going to be a single here on KVSC, but one I really like, maybe one of the most solid songs on this, is called Possession. And interestingly enough, this is a song about changing extremes. And he talks about there being truth, but it's flawed. And, you know, there's the idea of not actually possessing everything in their partner. So it's pretty interesting how all of this stuff comes together in a song that's super solid.
Yeah.
So let's take a listen and we'll get on with the next artist in just a bit. But first, let's take a listen to Possession from Joey Cape on Crispy Critics.
With my head, all
was music from Joey Cape on KVSC's Crispy Critics, the song Possession. Yes, indeed, as long as you aren't loyal, but true. And just a fantastic song amongst 11 fantastic songs.
Oh, yeah, definitely. When you told me to listen to especially these two for today, I was like, yeah, both of these really hit home the ideas of the album.
And being like detached from the world, well, it doesn't necessarily have to be. You can be proactive in a lot of ways.
Yeah, and I feel like sending a message of you can definitely, you can push everything back, take some time, take a breather.
Right.
But also remember, you have to contribute to this world is a strong message that a lot of people my age and younger definitely need.
Absolutely. Now get this. Lagwagon just dropped a single. They've got a forthcoming release coming up in October. And interestingly enough, the song Bubble is just some seriously powerful kind of skate punk. And, you know, that also means that because of the additional ability to do work, Joey Cape is getting back into the thing that's really happy for a lot of people that love that punk rock sound.
Yeah, that's actually really cool because there is sort of that revival of a punk sound recently.
So again, that's Joey Cape. I think he's playing in Europe. Can't say there's going to be many shows in the U.S. or the Midwest, but nonetheless, take a listen to this record. It's pretty vital.
Yes, I would definitely say so as well.
Let's switch over. We've got the music of Bri Jean here on KVSC, and it continues our Northern California theme.
Yeah, but definitely different, though.
Oh, yes.
This is a group that was Bri Jean Murphy and Doug Stewart. Bri Jean has worked with Poolside, Toro Imoy, and U.S. Girls, and Doug Stewart has worked with Luke Temple, Jay Stone, and more people as a session musician in the past. He does more producing. And this is 70s disco meets 90s house and sly pop.
Yeah, you got it. And I think there's a kind of a jazzy feel to it as well. The artist, Bri Jean, is best known for being a percussionist, and she's done a lot of things in the Oakland area. But here she's put together some really cool songs. I do think that the work of her co-conspirator Doug Stewart is really important, but it's definitely a percussion-oriented record.
Well, I mean, she had an upbringing in Latin jazz and soul, so there you go.
What I like is the connections to Toro y Moi, where Bri Jean's music really gives me that feeling, that same kind of just a little bit removed and very kind of visual and very rhythmic and a little bit bizarre.
Chic? Are you looking for a chic aesthetic there that you're trying to say?
Oh, how about that?
Yeah, because that's how I feel. I feel like it's a fashion show.
Yeah, it is, but it's really pretty. And I think maybe we should take the time to listen in to a track. What have you got?
First track is Show and Tell by Bri Jean.
Time moves by somehow.
That was new music by Brajine, Show and Tell. And the music video for this song is kind of cool and weird.
And very visual, I must say. The percussion being played out by the guy on the exercise machine, brilliant.
Yeah, that'd be definitely me, if, like, doing that.
There's like hand drums and stuff on this single, which are just well made. And on top of it, what I like are the vocal, like, washes and the way that the sound plays into it against the percussive part of it.
Yeah, the reason why I thought about, like, this album definitely was when I was a kid, I played a little-known game called Jet Set Radio on the Sega Dreamcast.
Okay.
This has some kind of stuff to it where it's like this and many other just rhythm-based, constant repetition songs that just never get old, and I was just like, this clicks.
And it is a good piece of music. Reminds me a lot of Toro y Moi. I also was looking up the band Poolside, which is something that she contributes to as a live performer, and they have a new single out which is very rhythm-oriented as well, kind of a mashup of 60s beach culture and 70s R&B. And it's a very cool sound and a cool look as well.
I'll have to look into that after this.
Yeah, indeed. So the idea is that the visual aspect of the music again comes through with Brajine.
And speaking of visual, nice segue, I'll say. she is also an actual artist. She paints, and she paints around the Oakland area. And if you look on the website, brajine.com, she does have art, and it's very, like, it's bright colors with simple shapes and details, but there's a lot of, like, slight abstraction to it. And she's also provided her artwork for Rose's Tap Room in Oakland, California for some of their bottled brews. And
nice.
It's really cool to look at that art.
And doesn't it just say that that kind of art goes right into the music?
Yes.
Let's take a listen. We've got the other single that's on there.
This is Walkie Talkie, the title track by Brajine.
Through, make your mind.
That was Walkie Talkie by Brygene off the album Walkie Talkie.
Yeah, it's pretty cool stuff. And I like the seductive feel to the vocals on that one. They said something to the effect of, we like making songs you can grind or drive to. So, yeah, it certainly fits.
Yeah, and I definitely do the second of that.
So anything else about Brygene?
She is currently more European tour right now, so mm-hmm. I wouldn't expect anything stateside, sadly.
But you never know. She may come back with Poolside. Poolside is set for a show at the Palace Theater in St. Paul coming up on September 13th. Tycho will be opening.
Oh, now I have to go.
Do look at that video for Poolside as well.
Okay, I will.
That's it from Crispy Critics. We're going to send it over to Mike May for Diversions, and that's 5 until 7 p.m. right here on Your Sound Alternative. Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.